And now it's time for the WXXI Business Report. A biotechnology company called Greenlight Biosciences opened up its manufacturing plant in Rochester last week at the Eastman Business Park. They've had a pilot facility there since last year, and now the operation is going to start scaling up and making enzymes and RNA for a variety of agricultural applications, including the protection of honeybees. RNA is one of the building blocks of life. If it sounds familiar, you may have heard of mRNA. That is the messenger RNA that is used to make the COVID-19 vaccines. This is a different material, and Marketing Vice President at Greenlight Biosciences, Katie Lee, says it can be used in agriculture as a sustainable alternative to chemical-based pesticides.
RNA is basically in every living thing, right? It's already in plants. Nature knows how to deal with it. That means that nature knows how to degrade it. So there are really, really limited to no residues in the soil or water as well. So it's really safe for the environment.
And Lee says Greenlight Biosciences is also working to make this an affordable alternative to chemical pesticides for farmers.
We have a team of scientists that innovated an inexpensive way of manufacturing RNA. And the team in Rochester has successfully taken that process and scaled it up in a way that we can commercialize it.
Currently, there are about a dozen people working at the Greenlight Biosciences plant at the Eastman Business Park. They expect to get up to about 30 workers in the next couple of years. Bergman, the architectural and engineering firm that has a large presence in Rochester, says it is partnering now with Colliers Engineering and Design. Bergman CEO Pietro Giovenco says the merging of the two companies will provide a platform to expand their services nationwide. The deal maintains the firm's senior leadership as being significant shareholders of the upcoming business. New research from Paychex shows that employee loyalty is at risk among younger generations, with 1 in 3 Gen Z and millennial workers actively looking now for a new job. The survey conducted in partnership with Future Workplace, that's an HR research and advisory firm. According to the survey, older generations, including baby boomers and Gen Xers, tend to be more content with their current employment. An HR official with Paychex says that the COVID-19 pandemic gave many workers the opportunity to reflect on what's most important to them in a job and an employer, and also assess their priorities for future positions. RIT continuing efforts to provide cutting-edge accessibility solutions by being named a Microsoft Accessible University. RIT, one of only 6 universities, they say, in the U.S. to get this designation. 3 financial awards will be used to fund accessibility initiatives at the RIT campus. One of the projects helps qualified deaf and hard of hearing high school students across the country get a jump start on a college degree by offering dual credit college courses in STEM areas. The program focused on helping develop a pipeline of deaf STEM professionals of color when the cost of a college education may be a barrier. Another initiative is looking to empower and connect prospective RIT students with disabilities and positively impact graduation rates among those RIT students who have disabilities. And a third effort helps support students' mental health by integrating anxiety management and skills training into a STEM curriculum. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.